now, the man himself from Golic and Wingo. We have the Wingo. We have Trey, who's been at ESPN, what, 2 decades or more?
22 years.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. That's great. And NFL Live. You were the first
NFL Live started in the summer of 2003. And one of the first shows was me and Golic. I can't get away from that guy.
The Golics are always here. And we had Junior on yesterday. So you're batting third in the Golic Junior Fitz lineup. Third's not bad. You got ducks on the pond.
Alphabetic. I have to say, though, Bobby is wearing some very uncomfortably short shorts right now. I mean, they might as well just be a Speedo. I mean, how much leg are you willing to show? It's really incredible.
You should have saw what Jalen was wearing on Get Up the other day.
Jalen Rose?
Yeah, he had on some sort of, like, swimsuit bottoms that had fish on them, and he's got probably a 40-inch inseam. There's a lot more leg of his than there was of mine.
Bro, I don't know. There's a lot of inner thigh I'm seeing, and I'm a little uncomfortable
with
it.
He
is
the thigh master. Yeah. The original Suzanne Summers, and then him.
I always like to say when Bobby and I see him when he does football with us, we go throw around the weights on Mondays to just stay in shape. He just throws around a little more.
That's right. Look at him. I mean, it's Thursday. It's
fantastic.
Arms and back.
It's calf-tastic is what
it really is. Yeah. I'll hit you right
There's
away
a lot
with
of veins on his arms. Too.
Oh my gosh! You're the second person now that said that.
Have a piece of butter, just one tab.
Very
see
veiny.
What could possibly go
well,
wrong?
I love butter. I used to eat margarine. I used to eat margarine out of the tub.
Really?
When I was a kid, like my mom would come down. I'd wait.
That explains everything.
I'd wait till my parents went to bed. I would sneak down and I would get the margarine tub and get a spoon and eat it out of there. My mom could tell because it wasn't like scraped out with a knife. Yeah. Anymore.
Well, see, you got to cover your tracks. But that's why you were so elusive. You were slippery.
Slick.
Margarine, though. Not the real thing.
Well, you know,
probably a country crock or something.
Nothing wrong with country crock. I'll tell you that right now. That's a good spread.
All right. Spread on this game's 1.5. KC's the favorite. You got to lean for us. You got to – because everyone we talked to, it's like, I may wait till Sunday.
No, we had to put in our picks early. Right,
what do you got?
Nothing would surprise me. Just point that out there. So I went with the Chiefs 34-31. couple of reasons. It just feels like there's a little magic on this team. You know, the Niners have been the better team in a better conference all year long. I don't think that's debatable. I mean, we had 13-3 teams in the NFC, and one of them was off playing on Wild Card Weekend, which is just crazy. But the Chiefs are walking around here pretty confident, borderline cocky.
Ooh.
And I think they feel like we can mess up, but we got that guy. Like, we've got the ultimate eraser in Patrick Mahomes. And, you know, down 24, we had the lead at the break. Down twice at home to Tennessee in the first half by 10, we had the lead at the break. I mean, the guy just is doing things that are just ridiculous right now. And granted, San Francisco's defense is really good. But I just don't – like, for example, they have a great rush, right?
Yeah.
We know that. But Kyler Murray was able to get outside – against them a little bit. Russell Wilson was able to do that. And, you know, Mahomes is, as Ryan Clark likes to say, eventually 15, his number, will go out there and do 15 things. And I just don't think anybody's really going to slow down that part of it right now.
And so, Trey, if people don't know this, is a Super Bowl encyclopedia. Essentially, you just ask him different things, all scores, MVPs, or whatever. I guess I just harken back to 2007.
Yeah.
And you're a Cowboys fan. That was there that year.
Ugh.
And we were 13-3. We had the one seed in the NFC. Now, we got upset by the Giants, who were the eventual Super Bowl champs.
Correct.
Great defensive line. We played the Patriots that year.
Yeah.
I don't remember the final score.
It was 45-31, I think.
Yeah, it was not close.
Maybe 48-31.
They beat us good.
And you guys were both 4-0 that
yeah. Yeah. And I remember looking at that thinking, we're one of the best teams in the NFL.
Yeah.
We could not touch these guys, and we didn't play awful.
Yeah.
And so the Giants then ultimately go in and upset them with that defensive line. And I guess I just look back at that and think, it's been burned into my mind, if you have a good defensive line, that it can be a difference maker outside of everything else.
You're actually really right, and historically that is the case. I mean, if you look at teams with a high-flying offense and a really suffocating defense in the Super Bowl specifically – that game, the Giants went on to win. Super Bowl 50, the remnants of Peyton Manning's quarterback soul against the Carolina Panthers, who were the number one scoring offense that year. Von Miller, DeMarcus Ware absolutely destroyed him.
Super Bowl 25,
the Giants. Although that was one of the greatest game plans of all time by Bill Belichick. Just so people know, that was the K-Gun offense with Jim Kelly, Thurman Thomas, all that kind of stuff. It was the first... Yeah, first of their 4 Super Bowls. Wow. And Bill Belichick had a meeting that week, and he said, guys,
the only way for us to win is to allow Thurman Thomas to run for 150-plus yards. Because their whole idea was, we're not going to get beat over the top. We're going to beat up their wide receivers. Andre Reed, who eventually went into the Hall of Fame, said, I've never been more bruised after a game than I was in that contest. And it was a 20-19 win on the Norwood miss. Super Bowl 48, 43-8. Denver set all the records that year, and the Legion of Boom and their great pass rush with Michael Bennett, Cliff Averill, everybody else, was able to get to him. I understand all that. You're exactly right. And historically, that is the way it goes. The one thing about Super Bowl 42, which people forget about, Tom Brady got hurt in the AFC Championship game. Mm-hmm. He was in a walking boot the week before that. They weren't healthy at that time. I think both the 49ers and the Chiefs right now, outside of the loss of Juan Thornhill, are as healthy as they've been all season. So, and that's what you want in this kind of game. You want them to go in on all cylinders. This is as healthiest, honestly, as both the 49ers and the Chiefs have been all season.
He's the Greenwich gangster. He's Trey Wingo. If there is such a thing, you'd be it.
My God, there is. And we take our threads seriously.
We appreciate you. We got you down, man. We got you down for 34-31 chefs. Good to have you.
Always a pleasure, guys.
Go see your guy, Matt Mosley. Talk some Baylor football.
I will, only if he wears those shorts, because that would be
hideous.
Hey, look
out. There's a Golic behind you.
I'm shocked.
Can't escape.
It's so bad. It's just so horrendous.
Trey Wingo, ESPN, Golic and Wingo.